This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
4:16, and Paul is discussing the reasoning behind the grace of God versus a system of works. A system of works means that you have to live up to a certain group of rules and standards in order to win God's approval and acceptance in your life. You have to do certain things, and if you do, then God will accept you. Grace, of course, comes in and changes all that. Grace starts with the premise that you cannot, because it's been tried for hundreds and thousands of years, live up to God's standards. You're going to fail at some point, and therefore God has another way of bringing you to a place of acceptance and approval. And that way is the way of grace. And so, because it's a grace method, and God is operating in grace, it's a grace economy, sometimes we say. Therefore, in verse 16, it is of faith that it might be according to grace. Why? Because faith is what opens the door for grace. That's why when you received Christ as your Savior, if you confess with your mouth, you believed in your heart. It was faith that opened the door, and grace came in and saved you. God's grace, it was an act of God. And so our part is simply to have faith, which means that we look to God as the answer and the provision. We have faith. It says in verse 16, so that the promise of salvation and any other promise that we might find in the Bible, there's more than 8,000 of them that pertain to you. So that's quite a few promises you can claim. So those promises might be sure to all the seed of those who are born again, who are Christians, who are saved, who are believers, whatever synonym you want to use to describe us. But the promises to us, and the promise, he wants us to know that those promises are sure. Not maybe, but sure. Because it's according to grace, and it began with your faith towards him, you're looking to him to do the work because you couldn't do it. And the promises to everyone, not only to those who are of the law, speaking of the Jewish people, but also those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. So it is written, verse 17, I have made you, and now he's quoting out of Genesis, I have made you a father of many nations, speaking to Abraham, God speaking to Abraham, the book of Genesis, and this is a quotation from that. I have made you the father of many nations in the presence of him who believes, even God. So grace is God's means for performing anything he does in your life. He does it by grace. He's going to do it, it's going to be a grace work, and in no other way. From salvation grace to dying grace, it's all grace. From the moment you became a believer to the day you go out in your hospital bed or wherever you depart from, and you have that little smile on your face because you know where you're going, that's dying grace. You get salvation grace, you get dying grace, and you get grace in every aspect of your life all in between. And your part in that is simply looking to God as your provision, looking to him through those times. You're laying on your deathbed, but you're looking to God. And then because of that faith, you're receiving dying grace. You're unsaved, you're a heathen, you're a thug, but you look to God and you get grace for salvation. You start out on your walk with Him. So whatever it is, it's all grace that does it. Every promise in between is all grace. Grace is extended when faith is expressed. Grace is always extended, and when faith is expressed, faith is our confidence in God as our provision. God has the answer. God has the solution. God's got a plan. God's got a way. God's in control. I'm always giving it up to God. And that's our confidence. Faith is my confidence. The more you grow in faith, the more confidence you have. The more often you look to Him rather than react. So faith is us looking to Jesus Christ to be the solution for everything in our lives. In Genesis 15:6, Abraham, we are told, believed in the Lord, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Abraham was not righteous because of certain things he did for God. It wasn't a works program for Abraham. It was simply faith, just like you. He believed God, and it was counted unto him, or God declared him to be right. Righteousness means you're right with God. How was Abraham right with God? He just believed in God. He looked to God. He had confidence in God. He knew God was his provision. He said, okay, I'll follow you. I'm going to leave Mesopotamia. I'm going to leave and I'm going to follow you. And I don't know how I'm going to buy groceries. I don't know where I'm going to live. I don't know if I'll ever find a job. I don't know if I'm going to prosper. I don't know anything, but I'm looking to you. And so Abraham's faith expressed, and God gave grace. And so Abraham received grace all through his life, and he was right with God, which is quite a high and lofty place to be right with God. And to have it given to you as a gift, not even something you could possibly earn anyways. Abraham had many flaws. We study his life in the book of Genesis. We see Abraham had all kinds of flaws and faults. He was not a perfect guy at all. He had all kinds of things that were in his life that would never have qualified him. He could never have been qualified in God's sight if he was under the law. If he was being judged by his works, by his behavior, by his conduct, by the rules, by the standards that God has, he would never be qualified to be God's man. He would never be right with God. He would be a complete and total failure. Romans 3:20 says, by the deeds of the law, nobody is justified in God's sight. So nobody by their behavior impresses God. The only one that ever impressed God is Jesus Christ. No other human being has ever impressed God. So we don't approach God based upon our good behavior, which you have so much of. But we approach God based upon faith. And because of faith, we are given grace. And because of grace, we are right in God's sight. Abraham's faith allowed grace to look beyond his faults, beyond his flaws, beyond his failures, and declared him justified, which means, the word justified means to be righteous. Declared him justified, declared him righteous, right with God. Abraham's faith allowed grace to look beyond the faults. Because God wasn't adding up his faults. He was just looking for faith. New Testament, same thing. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. God is looking for faith. And he knows you have faults, and he knows you have flaws, and he knows you have failures and shortcomings and everything else under the sin category. He knows you have all that stuff going on. He's looking beyond it and giving you grace. And all he's asking is faith. Confidence in him is your provision for life. And, of course, your provision for afterlife. In Romans 4 and verse 5, it says, to him who does not work, and that means doesn't strive to live up to the standards, the rules, and all the things we talked about under the works category, he's not striving to live up to those things, but believes, his faith, on him who justifies, and here's the key, the ungodly. So somebody would be ungodly. That person is not very godly, but they just got justified because they expressed faith towards God. That doesn't make sense. I would never do that. That's why you're not God. We wouldn't do that. We as human beings tend to evaluate people on how they behave. And we accept them based on their behavior, and we reject them based on their behavior. God goes beyond that in order to save people. He goes beyond it and says, all I'm asking for is faith. Have some confidence in me to first to save you and then to transform your life afterwards. I'll take care of the flaws and the shortcomings and the failures and all that junk. I'll deal with it along the road, but all I want from you is faith. It's a faith walk. And every step is a step of faith. Following means Abraham continued to have ungodly moments in his life for many years, but his faith and love for God kept him following after God. So he was not the perfect man. He had all these things in his life, but he had faith, and he also loved the Lord, and so he would follow, and wherever God led him, that's where he would go. He was a follower. He was a flawed follower, but he was a follower. There's a few of them around. They're flawed, and if they understand the message, they don't allow those flaws to disqualify them. Some people disqualify themselves. They see their flaws and, I'm not following anymore. I'm not worthy. I'm not qualified. I'm this. I'm that. But if you understand the message of grace, then you can accept the flaws that God knows about it. He'll deal with it. I can't do anything about it anyways. I can't even go on a diet and succeed. I wouldn't mind give up all those other things. I have no willpower. I have nothing. And I just give it, put it in God's hands. My confidence is towards him. And God says, great, give it to me. And I'll give you grace. But Lord, I haven't changed it. I'll give you grace. You haven't changed it? That's okay. I've got a date in mind, and it's not right away. Or maybe you die before you change. Who knows? But I want you to walk by faith, have your confidence in me, and I'll give you grace upon grace upon grace upon grace all of your life. You can follow me without worrying about qualifying, because you're qualified by grace.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993. Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Fifth Street Pharmacy of Okeechobee is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Longtime pharmacists Blair Coolwin and Tom Bimbo, along with their dad,